The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Let's talk to Aoife Drum. Good morning, Aoife.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Where are you?
I am on the deck of Clontarf Baths.
If you don't mind. How are the weather conditions on the deck of Clontarf Baths?
This morning it's a little bit wet.
You're right, okay. That's not too bad. You don't mind getting into the sea with that?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I'm going to be getting wet anyway, so I'm not worried about the rain.
Precisely. Aoife, have you been swimming for 100 years?
Pretty much, yes.
Since you were a baby?
Yes.
How come?
My parents, they didn't swim, so they decided my brother and myself, we were going to have to swim.
Yes.
So as babies, they brought us to the pool and then neither of us left.
You just took to water sort of thing.
Exactly.
Now, in this country, it's one thing we don't hear too much about is synchronized swimming. And this is where you come in.
Yes.
How come?
13 years ago, there was a women's sport initiative came about. And Sport Ireland had all the different sporting organisations do something to get more women involved with sports.
Yeah.
So Swim Ireland put on a course for teachers to do synchronised swimming. But we didn't have an Irish curriculum at the time. So a tutor from England called Jenny Gray came over to Dublin and she did a FINA course. And on that course, we had 13 swimming teachers, one dance instructor and 30 swimmers from around Dublin in different clubs who did the course. And at the end of it, we all went out and did what we could. And I just loved sports so much. So I thought I've been fighting ever since to get it going.
What is synchronized swimming?
Imagine gymnastics and dancing and swimming.
Mm.
And strength training and marathon running all together while you smile and don't breathe.
All right. Why would anyone want to do that voluntarily?
It is the most fun you are ever going to have in the water and you are working with people. That's one thing I found. I do swimming teaching. I've coached. I do open water swimming, water polo, anything in the water I've taught and coached. This is the one thing where everyone coming, even if they're not feeling well, they still want to come to the pool and support their teammates. Because even in other teams in swimming, you're still trying to compete against everyone else and get there faster and be strongest and be first. But in synchronized swimming, everyone has to work together and be the same. There's no, I'm really fast. It doesn't matter if you're really fast or someone else isn't really fast. Let's adapt it here. And there's competition with other teams. Within your own team, you all want to support and help each other. And one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in the pool was one swimmer was just having a particular problem with one figure. The entire team rallied around her and said, well, when I was having problem, I tried this. Let's try this with you. And no one was going to do anything else until this swimmer felt better about what she was doing.
I like the sound of that. Because when you see, I mean, I think that like the 1940s and almost like those movies. And
the Esther Williams Aqua movies, yes.
Is that what it is?
It is also what you see in the Olympics.
Okay, so what's so striking about it is the very beautiful synchronicity, hence the name. It's so flawless.
Yes.
And how do you teach that?
How do I teach it? Start in the water, see what the swimmers can do, and then we look at individual figures. Like there's one figure called a bent knee, and it is what it is. You line your back, and you bring the toe of one foot right up the inside of the other leg until your knee is above your hip, so it looks like a bent knee.
Yeah.
You do that by yourself, that's pretty. You do it with a group, it's even more pretty.
Yeah.
You do it on time, it looks amazing. So when you do your movements, to go up into the bent knee, we'll do it on one beat. Then we might go back down on the next beat. Or depending on what we're doing, if we're working on strength or if we're doing a particular movement where we need to hold it as part of the piece for the music, we might bring it up on one beat and then hold it for a beat or two and then move it back down again.
I'm exhausted. What music how do you decide on the tunes?
That will depend on our team for our show, on the ability of the swimmers and what the swimmers like. So I will, at the end of the day, I will have final say on music depending on the beats in it. But at the same time, I do want the swimmers to enjoy the music because there's nothing worse than trying to train to something that you do not like.
So for example, in a beginner's class, what class of music are you talking about? Like are you playing?
You want something with a very easy beat to follow, something that's very steady the whole time, that has the same beats that don't change.
Such as?
Now, if you listen to the Olympics, the beats change all the time, but one piece of music that I like to use for beginners is, you know the song No Particular Place to Go?
Riding along in my automobile.
Come exactly.
On. Okay, yeah.
Yes. So we count the beats in eighths. The first four beats are the lyrics and the next four beats are music. It's a very good way for the swimmers to figure out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to music.
Yeah,
we will
start
without music, but when we bring in music, I like to use that piece of music because if they find themselves getting lost, they just listen out for when the instrumental beat starts or when the lyrics start and they can catch back up again.
Wow. And next question then is, What do you want to do to challenge them when they're really good at the higher end of the scale? What song would you be thinking about?
Anything more modern music, it gets harder because if you ever listen to it and try to follow the beat, you might have these random two beats stuck in, or you might have four beats and then it's eight beats and then you might go six beats. So then they have to think much harder about following the music and what they are doing.
So
and if you speed up the music, it gets a lot harder for them as well. So faster music is always a good one for a challenge.
Bernie was on to say, I've loved to watch synchronized swimming in all these old movies and years ago. I would love to try it. I'm fit, I'm reasonably slim, and I'm flexible. But could a 50-something join a club?
Of course.
Hey!
There's no limit on who wants to do it.
No limits. There we go again. And yeah, anyone? What about men?
Of course.
I mean,
men would have a really good time with synchronized swimming. Because when you look at a lot, in normal swimming, your legs would be your balance and your arms would be your power. Mm. In synchronized swimming, you'll transfer that over, but then your arms do a lot more balancing as well as power, especially for the upside down movements. And because men have more upper body strength, they will get great height.
Okay, so, and I'm assuming it's sociable too.
Oh yes, we have great time because last week I had a group in the water and we just laughed and started singing to the music rather than doing the actual routine, and we really enjoyed it.
Good. So you don't take it too seriously. You're doing a big a fundraiser?
Yes. In 12 days, we have a performance to raise funds for the hospital. We have 21 swimmers.
Yeah.
Three have done synchronized swimming before. The other 18 have not.
Okay.
Some of them don't like to get their faces wet or swim in deep water, but we are all working hard to put on a performance to raise funds for the hospital.
Did you just say that some of the synchronized swimmers don't want to get their faces wet?
Yeah, they don't like getting their faces wet, but that's not going to stop anybody.
But aren't you meant to be under the... Is it not subaquatic?
Yes, it is, there is underwater, but we have adapted the routine for them that we don't have to go under the water.
Because
I'm not going to stop someone doing it if they want to do it.
Okay, so it's really a free-for-all. Everyone can just come in and get stuck in and be part of the story.
Yes, everybody can do something.
I like that. Where can they go to find out more info, Aoife?
I have a Facebook page called Dublin Synchro, and I also have a Gmail, that's dublinsynchro@gmail.com.
All right, Aoife, it's been really good to talk to you. Good luck with it all, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aoife Drum, joining us from Synchro, the world that she lives in, synchronised swimming. I remember interviewing Christine Lagarde in Dublin, and she was talking about, I think she might have even represented France as a synchronised swimmer at one point. And I was asking her about how she was maybe able to apply that to her life in terms of discipline and various other facets to her personality. And she said, absolutely. She took that skill set, if you like, there's expression again, and it brought her where she needed to be in life.